Listen, thank you all for welcoming us. Laura and I are honored to be with you. Sister, thanks for your hospitality, and more importantly, thank you for showing the nation what is possible when people with loving hearts reach out to a neighbor in need. It is easy to feel the great compassion of the sisters here in this hall as you help make somebody else's Christmas a joyous time of celebration. First, there are volunteers here in the community who've taken time out of their busy schedules to volunteer to help somebody. And that's one of the messages of the Christmas season, that I hope our fellow citizens reach out and find a neighbor in need. Find out somebody who needs a loving pat on the back, or somebody who could use a little help in learning how to read, or an elderly citizen who wants to know that somebody cares for them. It doesn't take a much effort. It takes a little prioritization. And during a season in which we count our blessings, I would hope those of us who are blessed help somebody else. And there's no better place to come to see that happening than right here. The Little Sisters of the Poor are renowned for their great hearts and wonderful compassion. Isn't that right, Archbishop? And so Laura and I are thrilled to be here with you all. I do want to thank the volunteers, high school students, some going to the schools nearby, some homeschooled, who have heard the universal call to love a neighbor just like you'd like to be loved yourself. I want to thank you all for making cards for our troops in harm's way. As I worked the tables, I was most thankful that people here said that they pray for our troops, the safety of our troops, and so do I, and so does Laura. And one way to let our troops know that people care deeply about their safety and their well-being is to send them a Christmas card, which you all are fixing to do here, so I thank you for that as well. I finally want to thank our musician. Man hadn't lost a step. Thank you, sir, for your beautiful... I particularly liked the Eyes of Texas. And so we say to you all, Merry Christmas. May God continue to bless you. May God continue to bless the United States of America. Thank you for your hospitality.